Evening. Welcome to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling.
Oh, we got it right.
It's all coming up. Coming up on the show, the sad news that Tina Turner has died, and we're going to go through some of the legends that have died and some of them that are still around.
And they're out here again, aren't they? Just stop oil. They spoil everything. Chelsea Flower Show, chucking orange paint all everywhere. Get rid of them.
Idiots. Going to be talking about West Ham. We're going to Prague, everybody. Going to be playing in the final against Fiorentina. I'm going to talk about booking the flights, because the flights were okay about a day before and then went through the roof. Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about immigration, John.
Well, it's not as bad as we thought.
Really?
Apparently.
Okay. I thought it was going to be about 700,000.
No, it's about 606,000, isn't it?
That's not too bad, is it? Also, John, we want to talk about this Piers Morgan interview.
Yeah, Piers Morgan interviewing a teacher. And the interview was not quite how Piers Morgan wanted it to go. We'll play you a little clip later on.
He's a TikTok troublemaker, right?
Well, no, he's not. No, oh. You're talking about another story.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about Mizzy.
Well, let's do both of them then. All coming up on the Bell and Sperling Show. Stay with us tonight, because we're going to do this show and then we're running straight off to do the Nigel Farage TV show on GB News. See what it is yet? Oh, not anymore. Oh, dearie me. Okay. And we start the show tonight with the sad news about Tina Turner, John.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very, very sad. 83, so, you know, one would say she had a fair innings, but what a life.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and where do you put her up there? Because I've said this to you before. Cool. I know I dropped some massive names. And
oh, yes.
We have to pick them up off the floor. Cool. But I did have this conversation one night with the wonderful Rod Stewart. And I said to him,
bang!
Well, the fact is, we've always said to people, who's your favourite footballer? Who's your favourite goal scorer? Who's your favourite defender?
Yes.
And when you meet someone like that, you get into a bit of a conversation saying, you know, who influenced you? Obviously, Sam Cooke influenced Rod. Mm. But I remember saying to him, who's your favourite female singer?
Right, and he said her.
He said Tina, right? He just said Tina.
No, he did the record with her, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Was it Hot Legs?
No, he did. What's the...
I
can't remember the name of it. But I know he did a single together.
Okay. But this was a great part about it. He just said Tina. He didn't say her second name. Tina. And then I sort of butted in. I said...
Well, he didn't mean Tina Charles.
No. But then I said, well, what about, you know, Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin? And he stopped me halfway. He went, Tina.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, but then you got Whitney Houston. Stop it.
You know, I get what he's saying. I mean, they're calling her the first woman of rock and roll. Mm. I'm not sure about that. I'd say she's the first black female of rock and roll.
Mm. It's
hard, isn't it? You got Brenda Lee.
She was a rocker, wasn't she, Tina Turner?
She was a rocker.
You know, the way she strutted her stuff. You know,
she was brilliant.
And then another thing.
She's also a soul artist as well.
But me and you have spoke about iconic stars and having an image and having something that you can hang your hat on and say, that's who that is.
Yeah.
You know, and if you went with a fancy dress and you dressed as Tina Turner.
Oh, no, you know, they know who you are.
You'd have the hair. You'd have the short dress. Well, you wouldn't.
Never a real head. It wasn't a real head. And she used to go and get a new head. It was quite expensive for her.
Yeah,
but they used to make her a new head for every show.
I mean, what a pair of legs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, incredible, yeah.
I mean, both of them.
Yeah. Well, I was more keen on the left one.
I was, yes. Yeah, it was the way she sort of stuck
it
out.
She was fantastic, and she. The thing is, there was two genres of music that she covered. Really, I mean, there was the rock, and of course, soul. When she was with Ike, I mean, Ike and Tina Turner. For me personally, I preferred Ike and Tina Turner.
Did you? Why?
Just because that's the kind of music I like more. I'm not a real lover of. I would say Tina Turner was a great. Don't get me wrong, she's brilliant, but simply the best. Not for me.
No, and it wasn't. I mean,
it wasn't for me.
Obviously, David Brent.
It was too M.O.R. Yeah,
David Brent made a mockery of that one. But if I go back to there's a song that me and you have opened up with for years. We've sung for years. Let's Stay Together. Well, it's an old Al Green song. However,
she did a great
when I was a kid,
yeah,
when I was
too.
First going in clubs and bars and stuff, that was the version that I heard. And that's always the version that I hear when we sing it.
Oh, is it really?
In my head, yeah.
Well, yeah, because in fact, that was 1983, and I can remember, I mean, my dad was 40, he was 48 at the time, no, 47, sorry. And so, you know, he was an old fogey to me. I'm a kid, but he went out and bought that, and then, and I can remember him really getting interested in the charts around that period, and that was one of the songs that he really liked. I was like, because he liked Frank Sinatra, but I can remember he bought that record, and I hadn't heard it yet, but he loved it.
But that, I think that was a bit of a comeback for her, really.
Oh, it was.
You know, because I don't think I'd really heard of Tina Turner really up until that point.
Well, you know why? Because she was fighting in court with Ike Turner, the abusive relationship that she had with him, and she won, and he didn't want her to keep the name Turner.
Right.
And apparently she said
she kept the Tina.
She kept the Tina bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she said, "I've worked damn hard for that name.
Yeah.
And suffered a lot. I'm keeping it. You know.
Really? He wanted he couldn't. She couldn't get the name.
He's a horrible man. Yeah. He wasn't nice. A genius musically, but. It was a horrible, volatile.
That's a funny one. You think of Ike and Tina Turner, and then you think of Sonny and Cher, and that was
do
a
you?
Bit.
Well, do you think?
No, just because
it rolls off the tongue.
Well, they were in a relationship,
right?
I always thought that Cher had this hatred for Sonny, and then when she died,
no, she didn't.
When he died. He crashed into a tree and skiing.
That's right.
That speech that she gave at his funeral was so emotional.
It was, yeah. And she didn't hate him.
Right.
Not like Tina hated Ike. So we didn't grow up with Tina Turner because it's like, you know, what it's like. It's like we didn't grow up with John Lennon.
No, we just
didn't
grow up.
We just didn't grow up. But what I'm saying is in the 70s, Paul McCartney was with Wings.
Yeah.
So he was really, you know, you knew Paul McCartney was. But it wasn't until John Lennon died.
No, great. Same as me, yeah.
I knew his voice from the Beatles, but I knew nothing about him.
No. No.
And it was like, you know, then John Lennon took over.
That was probably the same with Elvis, wasn't it?
I always loved Elvis.
Yeah, I know I loved him, but I just didn't become a massive fan until he died.
Well, the funny thing is about, I can remember.
So this is what happens. People die, become a big fan, unlike Rolf Harris.
Unlike Rolf Harris. Now, you know what, though?
I mean, that's just...
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what I feel about Rolf Harris. Betrayed. Anything else, because he was a major, major talent. He wrote great songs. He was a brilliant pianist.
And a didgeridoo player.
And he certainly did play his didgeridoo.
He certainly did.
That is for sure.
The trouble with him was he played too many other people's didgeridoos. And that's where he's come unstuck. And do you know what? You're exactly right. Yeah. You looked at him.
Betrayal.
I remember me and you doing a gig years and years ago.
Yeah.
And this is a heavy fella. I would say a person who lived on the other side of the fence. We were doing a party for him. I won't mention names, but he did go on the missing list for quite a number of years.
Yes.
And I remember him singing that song, Two Little Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, one of my favourites as a kid.
And being this big fella who was a powerful guy, quite a dangerous, well-respected fella, singing that song, he knew every single word, and he was crying.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, wow. And he said...
Rolf Harris wrote it.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. And he wrote all his own, he was a brilliant wordsmith, Rolf Harris. And to think that, you know.
I know what you mean, betrayed, to
not
think
just betrayed, because behind I can't, I would love to play a tribute to Rolf Harris, as in, the talent of Rolf Harris. Yeah. But I can't.
No.
You know, and we never can. And
who's the same with me and you doing a TV show with Stuart Hall?
That's right, we did.
From It's a Knockout.
Well, we recorded it and they didn't show it. Do you remember?
It was on ITV.
Football Focus. Well,
Football Focus at BBC, isn't it? Me, you, Chris Moyles,
and
Stuart Hall.
Stuart Hall.
And then we had such a great night with him.
He smelled weird, though.
Just ruined it.
He smelled weird.
I remember what you mean.
Well, his jumper and that. Right. Because I was standing behind him.
Was you cuddling him?
When he did something to camera.
Yeah.
I wasn't cuddling him.
No, he was.
But he smelled a bit weird.
Did he?
He smelled like a lot of mothballs.
Oh, he's a bit old.
Yeah.
He's been in the wardrobe, yeah.
I mean, what is he? What was he? Must be 95 now.
Is he still with us?
I'll tell you what.
I thought he'd gone.
These wrong'uns don't half live a long time, do they?
I do, don't they? Yes, you do. I don't know where we've jumped from that, from back to Tina. You know, let's get back to Tina Turner.
Let's get back to Tina.
Who, you know, an amazing career.
Yeah.
Where would you put as your vocalist, as a female vocalist? I mean, look, we've spoke over the years. We've spoke Whitney Houston, Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey.
Right.
Big vocals.
I put her way above them.
Would you?
Yes, of course. Because she's the original. You know, before Tina, you know, she...
Wait a minute. Go on. She's got a different style to her voice. She's got a bit, you know, there's a bit of husk in the voice. It is a bit rocky. It's completely different
to... Fantastic.
Probably couldn't do all the tricks and the things that Whitney Houston could do.
Yeah, but you didn't want her to do that.
No, I agree. This is what I've said about Gladys Knight. She doesn't do tricks. She just sings a song beautifully.
Gladys Knight was another one, yeah.
I love Gladys.
Yeah, you're there.
It's my favourite.
Would you put her up there as your favourite?
She's always been my favourite, just because of the tone of her voice. I wouldn't have said that Tina Turner's tone was something that I go, oh, it's beautiful, like George Michael tone. But as a voice.
As a voice, yeah.
Artist, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I would say I can Tina Turner's records... That's when I think she was peaking. But do you know what? We're going to play two back to back to back.
I was just thinking about this song that we're going to play, and I said to you, I did this tour of playing
Brian Adams. Do the other one first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reason why I was going to say that was I think that we know the guitarist who played with her for many years. He played with us as well, Laurie Weisfield.
Oh, Laurie.
Yeah.
He played on my album.
Yeah, well, there you go. So he was Tina's guitarist for years.
He was.
And I saw a concert that Tina was doing a few years back, probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And Laurie was playing guitar. And I went, there's little Laurie. There's little Laurie up there.
He's a lovely fella. Well, I think we're going to play two as a tribute to the great, great lady. First one is... the wonderful Nutbush City Limits, which she wrote, by the way.
Did she really?
And the second one is a great duet, and we'll talk about that because you did it.
I did it.
We'll talk about that. It's Only Love.
Let's have a little bit of the old Nutbush then.
Go on then.
Schoolhouse outhouse on highway number 9.
wonderful Tina Turner there. With a little bit of Nutbush Ceiling. What an unbelievable groove. Incredible groove. And it's just, it's funny, just at the start of that, John, when we sort of started, we started tapping along.
Yeah.
And then your neck's going.
Oh, yeah.
And then the vocal kicks in.
So, like, Turner on the guitar there.
Is it?
I thought you were going to do a fade in of... Back to back?
No,
you didn't do
it. I thought we'd talk about it. Because it's just, you know, listen, okay, let's go into It's Only Love, because, as I said to you, I was doing this show. That's it, smash the place up. I was doing this show playing Bryan Adams in a, it was called Classic Rock USA. Yeah. Mm. And it was a story about Bryan Adams, John Bon Jovi, and Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
And
that's
we came into a rehearsal.
What was it called?
Day. Classic Rock USA.
Was it called?
Yeah.
Oh, right, sorry.
And I would do the Bryan stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the guys came in one day and said, why don't we do the Tina Turner and Bryan Adams? And I didn't really know the track.
No.
I felt a bit embarrassed, really.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. And I have to say, we would do this live at the theatres all over the country. And it would be the encore.
Oh, would it?
And the place would go... Well,
yeah,
I say that. Sorry. It would be the end... It would close the first half of the show.
Yes.
Place would go mad.
Mm.
And then what we started to do was do it as the encore. And then they said, actually, no, in the encore, can you do Proud Mary?
Ah.
Right, so we ended basically doing a Tina Turner show.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
But
another one, which is I Can Tina Turner.
Right, but every time the theatre would get on their feet and go absolutely mad.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And
it's a rocker, isn't it?
There's a classic one there. We was playing Glenrothes in Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Sold out theatre. And we're playing this It's Only Love.
Mm.
And we get everyone up. Everyone on their feet.
Yeah.
And we run out into the theatre and you go up the aisles, you know?
Mm.
Three of us go up three separate aisles.
Yeah.
And we get on your feet, on your feet. And I'm coming down the stairs and I get down near the front row. Get on your feet, get on your feet. I went to pull this fella up, he's in a wheelchair.
Oh. Yes.
He's going, mate, I can't. I said, get on your feet. And I looked down. I said, oh, sorry, mate, sorry.
Yeah.
And I looked down, I said, you've got a puncher there. Should we have a bit of it then?
Yeah, well, a bit of it? Let's have all of it.
All right, okay. Now, this has got quite a beautiful start as well.
It's got one of the great, great rock starts. It's off an album he did in 1985, Breathless. It's a good album.
There's a great middle eight in this, isn't there?
It's a great middle eight.
Okay,
really
let's
is,
have
yeah.
a bit of it.
Yeah.
It's only love.
What an ending.
Yeah, you brought me up too quick then, didn't you?
Yeah. But do you know what? We used to do that ending, and it used to take me by surprise.
Oh, did it?
I still wanted to throw in a few more ad-libs.
Well, you always do.
Yeah, you know. And
you like ding, put ding, ding, a few shapes.
You know? And I go, well, we're back.
You all right?
Yeah, it was just brought back great memories, really, of doing the show with that song.
I used to laugh like that.
Oh, was it Rolf Harris again?
No, someone on radio.
Go on.
And he'd be laughing.
Or Terry Wogan.
Says, no.
Terry Wogan.
Andy Jacobs.
Hawksby and Jacobs.
Andy Jacobs laughing at Paul Hawksby's jokes.
Mm. Never funny, are they?
Never funny. Sorry, Paul, if you're listening, but you did...
Leave your mic alone. Just leave it there.
Sorry.
Leave it there. Don't touch it.
Sorry, Paul, but you didn't say very nice things about us once on the TV show.
Oh, that's right, I didn't.
Remember that?
Yeah. They do love us, though.
They do, yeah.
We're talking about Hawksby and Jacobs on TalkSport. That's what we're talking about. John, let's jump around a bit. We've done a nice bit on Tina, and we'll probably we'll have a little chat about her at the end.
Yes.
We will come to the West Ham situation very soon, but sure. You listened to this.
I watched it. Yeah.
This interview with this.
Mizzy.
He's a TikTok.
He's a TikTok sensation.
Right?
TikTok.
Explain what he does.
What basically was he? He's an 18-year-old guy who runs around. See, I said guy. Sorry about that, folks. I don't like guy, do I? He's an 18-year-old bloke that runs around, basically scaring everybody. There's one where he goes up to a woman and says, "Oh, you that's a nice dog," and he picks it up and runs off with it.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to give it back to her, but he's already scared the living daylights out of her. Another one where he sees a front door open, enters their home while the kids are there, and like this bloke's come in and said, what are you doing here? You know, he went, oh, is this James's house? Just scaring them.
Just scaring. Just, and it's all for TikTok.
All for TikTok, all for the kicks.
In fact, my kids had something the other day. TikTokers have jumped over the fence of the school and raided the school. There's about 20 of them, right? And it's all on film. It's all on film.
Yeah.
And, you know, for no reason. So the school have actually told us we've had to lock the school down. In fact, there's a film of them running through, and they're all like this. And one of the kids, the actual pupils, hits one of them in the face. Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. It's going to get a lot worse. And I think that the TikTok craze is just the tip of the iceberg. I predict, and it's not a nice prediction, I'm sorry, but I do predict that people are going to be doing even more outrageous things. And I think personally, they're going to go, you know, like go underground, you know, like you've got the dark web, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they're going to have a dark TikTok. I think that's going to be a thing.
So wait, this is all for effect.
It's all for effect.
You know,
it's going to end really badly.
It is. So there was an interview with Piers Morgan with this guy, Mizzy.
His real name's not Mizzy.
Oh, obviously. And so we're going to play a little bit of that now? Yeah?
Mm-mm-mm. No, sorry, mate. That's a different... No, we're not. No,
okay.
That's a different...
I'm glad you squared me on that, because I was just about to play that.
That's in fact, I'll tell you what. Let's digress a bit and talk about this that quickly before we go back to Mizzy. Piers Morgan also had this guy, a teacher, a Christian teacher, and you're going to hear how Christian this fella is.
Oh, this is about the pronouns.
Okay, this teacher basically made the headlines because he was in school.
Yeah.
And he said, right, boys and girls, or girls. And one of them said, excuse me, sir, I'm a boy. And he refused to say, look, you know, you're not a boy, you're a girl, or whatever.
Mm. He refused to use the pronouns.
And he got banned.
The
teacher got banned. Okay. Now, the Piers Morgan, obviously, has seen this story, because Piers Morgan is all about, you know,
Anti-wokeism.
Mm-hmm. So he said, I'll get that teacher.
Anti-stupidism.
Mm-hmm. So he gets the teacher onto his show, basically, to go...
To enjoy it.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
You're quite right. He didn't quite expect it to get like it was. Okay. Let's play the clip.
Let's just have a little listen. Because so this teacher that comes on
is
not how Piers thought he was going to be.
It didn't quite work out how Piers thought it was going to be working out.
But like I said, the Bible also teaches people to stone people to death, but we don't do that in civilized places anymore.
That's the penalty for sin, Piers. But Jesus.
So for adultery,
Jesus
you would
died on the.
Well, just to clarify then, for adultery, you think it's right to stone people to death?
I think that
as they do in Saudi Arabia, for example. Do you?
All sin deserves the death penalty. And Jesus...
So adultery is a sin?
Let me finish, please.
Well, hang on. Is adultery a sin?
It's an important point.
Is adultery a sin?
Jesus died on the cross for sinners. He took the place
of sin. Is adultery a sin?
Yes.
So you want to execute everyone who's committed adultery?
All sin, all 613 commandments, all sin is punishable by death.
Right. Joshua, that's nuts, mate.
And that's what the Bible... That's the problem.
I tell you what, there's a lot of people in trouble in Essex then.
It's like three quarters of the population.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They are going to have to go to a garden centre to find enough stones.
I mean, that's, you see...
There's going to be a rockery built, I tell you.
That's incredible, isn't it? That, I mean,
he shouldn't be a teacher.
He shouldn't be living.
Oh, wait a minute. What, you want to stone him to death?
I don't want to stone him to death.
What's the matter with you?
But people like that are absolutely dangerous.
This is our...
Not that he shouldn't be living. I didn't mean that.
No.
He should be sectioned. I know that much. Mm. People like that. That's what I mean by religion.
That's extreme view.
Extreme. When you get to extreme, it doesn't matter what religion it is.
I'm not being funny. An arthur when a stone hits you. A lot of stones.
There was the Monty Python in it.
Yeah.
Oh, stoning. The stoning.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible.
You just say Jehovah, aren't they?
Now, what about this guy? So how old was this guy? He's not
the
not,
teacher.
Yeah.
Well, the teacher was about. I would have guessed in his early 40s.
Right. Okay.
And
so he's had that view for some time then.
Oh, he's had that
it's
view.
It's not like
yeah.
he's 21 and he's
his
just
father,
suddenly...
his dad was an RE teacher.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't how Piers Morgan thought he was going to go.
No.
Because he had him on to say, look, I'm with you. I think it's ridiculous.
Do you remember that we had we were doing Love Sport Radio and we had somebody on, there was a woman who came on who said, it's derogatory to call pets. Right,
I think I remember.
Right, and she said, so we got her on the show.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm saying it is because the next morning she was on Piers Morgan's show.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think I gave her a good run for her money, and I said to her, "What do you mean?
Yes,
it's derogatory to call pets." She said, "Well, it's insulting." I said, "What do you want us to call them?" She said, right. "Companions." And I said, right. I said, you're bonkers.
I think I think you said it.
You're potter. I said, you're bonkers. She said, no, I'm not. They're companions. I said, okay, let's start off. I said, I've got a lovely cat. I said, have you got any pets? She went, yes, I've got a dog. I said, so, yeah! I said, I got you. And you know what? She had to laugh because she realised how stupid she was.
It's just like.
But the next morning, Piers had her on.
Yes. Oh, right, okay.
He didn't get like I did. No, he didn't catch her.
Oh, didn't he?
No,
he didn't catch her.
He didn't catch her. No.
It's just like Harry's Meghan's pet.
It's true.
Hang on, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the Harry and Meghan. Because we're going straight from here to do the Farage show, and we have written in the news song a little bit about Harry and Meghan.
We could have played them a little...
We could have played a little
I should have done, really. Never the twain would have met.
No.
But anyway.
And we had to...
It would ruin it for
We had to talk a little bit about Suella Braverman getting speeding fines.
By
the way, I just got mine through just before I left here.
Oh, you did?
I got me course come through.
Oh, you got your course?
They offered me a course.
When's yours?
Well, I haven't
Mine's
booked
Mine's in
it.
June.
Well, I could do the same. I mean, that would be funny, wouldn't
Why
it?
Why don't you put the same one as me?
So we get the speed awareness course together.
Mine's in Brentwood.
And we go in as fast as we can. We run around. Everything we say is really fast. Every answer.
Wouldn't it be great if we went in there and did it as Bell and Sperling?
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Let's try and do that.
Did you think you could book my one?
I
booked mine at least a month or
Where is yours?
Brentwood.
Right. Where did I get done?
Right here, in Brentwood.
I got done on the A10 in Enfield.
I got done in Walthamstow.
Oh, so it might be. I can probably book Brentford. Brentwood.
You could do.
I don't want to book Brentford. That's too far.
You don't want to do Brentford, no. That was a terrible score.
So if we get...
That was a terrible score the other day.
What?
3-1 for Tottenham.
Oh, terrible, yeah. Sorry, you digress.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's try and do that together. It'd be funny. Really funny.
But you know what, though? We're in good company with this, with the speed. Because it is getting
ridiculous.
What fun
can we have with that, by the way? What fun can we have?
Well, we could have a lot of fun.
I think. How about this? I've got an idea.
How about
I've got it.
A radio show from there.
From there, right? I've got an idea. Yeah. We turn up in Formula One gear with crash helmets.
Get through the door that crash helmet.
I just had a Mercedes Benz shirt on, right? With driving gloves. Tire tracks all over me. Let's do it.
Should we do a song before?
Can we play that Gary Barlow song again?
That's the second week running.
All right, we'll play at the end.
Play at the end. Let's be a bit happy with Bruce Springsteen, shall we?
You sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the very, really, I think it's one of the first tracks he ever did with the E Street Band, and he's just a kid.
Have you seen him? He's gigging at the moment.
You see, the thing about Bruce,
looking a bit old for me.
Yeah, he looks great, though.
He's still muscly, he's still got the arms.
The thing is about Bruce is it doesn't matter how old he gets, it doesn't matter, because he did have a great voice in the first place.
Not really.
Like Mark Knopfler, who could be singing at 95.
Yeah. That's true. I've never got Bob Dylan. Never got him.
Well, you didn't like him, did you?
No.
I don't think
he likes me, but...
The funny thing is about Bob Dylan, when we talked about Rolf Harris, before Rolf Harris was the nasty man, Rolf Harris, when he was interviewed by Mark Lawson?
Mm.
I can't think of his name, BBC 4.
Mm.
He said to Rolf Harris, he said, because he was having big success at the time with doing his own versions of classic songs.
Right.
Yeah. Like he did with his wobble board. Yeah, what did he do? Yeah. Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's right.
And all that. Yeah. So he said, they asked me to do a song by Bob Dylan called Blowing in the Wind.
Mm.
And I said, get out of here, it's a sick record. Why would I want to talk about breaking wind? And that's when I thought, you absolute...
Yeah, trumpet.
...idiot.
Yeah, trumpet head. Yeah.
Why would I do a song about blowing in the wind?
It's a good impersonation. Well, not anymore. I mean, it's quite silent now, the impersonation of him.
Yes.
Let's have a little bit of Bruce then. I know what you mean. He's looking a little bit old, but he's still out there doing it.
Still out there doing it.
And I'll tell you what, when we come back, let's talk about the legends that we've lost and the legends that we're still maybe kicking around.
Kick it, Bruce.
Everybody
Start on that one, wasn't it? A false ending, wasn't there?
Bruce, have you seen Bruce live?
No.
Yeah, it's in it. I mean, I must say, I'm not the biggest. My friend, the Robbo.
I don't think I can sit through 4 hours of anything.
Russell is a real big, huge fan, but I was never. I liked a few tracks.
Yeah.
But I must say, when I saw him live for the first time, which was at Amnesty International, 1988. Which was the first time I saw Tracy Chapman. I saw Sting. It was a great, great night. Mm. And Bruce came on. And I didn't really know many of his songs. But what he creates, it's amazing.
Great. Strangely enough, I didn't know many of his songs until I did that show. And then watching the other guy, a good friend of ours, Joe.
Joe.
So I would watch him do it. I'd stand at in the wings.
Thunder Road.
And he would play the harmonica and the band. So it was a lot of songs that I just didn't know and learnt to love.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, so, I loved his 1987 album, which was Tunnel of Love. Some great songs on there.
So let's just have a go. What we said we was going to do is just, look, we've lost. On. There's only a handful of real massive
Neil Diamond
stars.
He's there.
But the people that have gone, like Bowie's gone.
Bowie's gone. Prince.
Prince, Jackson.
George Michael, Jackson.
Whitney. Let's go through the ones that we've got left then. So we've got the Stones. We've got three of the Stones.
A very cheering thought.
No, but I'm just
saying. Well, we've lost one of the Stones.
Yeah.
But we haven't lost the main, the singer. So
yeah.
He can always.
Okay. So you've got the other four, the original, with Bill Wyman.
Well, Ronnie. He doesn't come out to play anymore.
He doesn't really, no. Well, I think Bill was a bit older as well. I think Bill was about 312 now.
He is, yeah.
So we've still got Elton, obviously.
Still got Elton. He's still out there.
Brilliant. Still playing well.
Yeah.
Great.
But slightly younger than Tina, though.
Rod. Still there.
Rod's still there. 70, was he, 76?
This is that area. He's been 76 for about 10 years, I'm going to be honest with you.
He looked good, though. I saw him at the Jeff Beck tribute concert.
Yeah, the other
two
night,
nights ago, and he looked good.
Yeah, he's
he
still
good.
Doing it. So who else have we got? I mean, Dylan's still alive.
He doesn't do much, does he, really, Bob Dylan? There aren't many.
Like you
really.
Say, Bruce.
Bruce is
Neil
there.
Neil Diamond. Billy Joel.
I mean, there's still quite a few left. I mean, don't, you know.
Mm.
But listen, that's what life is, isn't it?
Mm.
We don't last.
No. And then, a bit sad, isn't it? Right, let's think of something else. West Ham. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it funny that
West
Ham have had a poor season, be honest.
Right? Well, I said to our mate Paul.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Drop him and say that he's 10cc's lead singer and a great songwriter in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big West Ham fan.
But he's never played for West Ham, has he?
He's never played for him, no.
No, he's a big West Ham fan.
But he said he's going to Prague with you, isn't he?
I'm going to see him out there. The fact is, West Ham have had an awful season. Mm. Spurs have had such a pretty terrible season, really.
You say that. I mean,
you've done all right in the end, but...
Well, I did about all right in the end.
No, what I'm saying is you've ended up in an okay position.
Eighth. Is it eight?
Yeah, I mean, it's still not in Tottenham's terms. It's good.
Well, for a team that's got no manager, it's not too bad.
Chelsea, terrible.
Awful.
Right, for their standard.
But then they made some dodgy decisions. I mean, I know, let's bring back the bloke that failed for us only about a year ago.
Yeah.
But then stupid.
But then you've got Arsenal have probably had the best season in the last 15 years, or 10 years. But it feels like a failure. But I don't think you should do. But what I'm saying is, out of the four London clubs, West Ham could be the only one who wins a trophy.
Well, yeah. And and of course, you know, the most buzz, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just give you half a clue.
Go on.
Last year...
Can't you give me a full clue?
I'll give you a full clue, okay. Last year, me and four dads and the sons, we booked to go to Seville for the final.
Right.
Thinking that West Ham might get there.
Yes.
So we book it early and we end up going on a 3-day trip. Yeah. West Ham never got in the final. Yeah. We go out there.
Yeah.
We still see the holiday through and we had a wonderful time. It was brilliant. We had a good laugh and everything, right? Okay. Mm. Rangers played out there. They lost in the final. But anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So this year they said, should we do the same? And I said, not really.
No.
I'm not going to go and do another bundle of money.
No.
Knowing that West Ham, not a chance.
No, the way they're playing,
I'm not being funny. You know, they wouldn't even win the Hackney Marshes League, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't book it. Anyway, of course, it's getting near the time, and the other dads have booked it. Yeah. And the flights were £200 each, right? When I should have booked it.
When you should have booked
it. For me and my son, right?
Yeah.
£200 for the hotel. So we're all in at £600, right? Okay, for me and my son.
Yeah.
So the night before, my wife saying, this is before the semi-final, you're going to book it, aren't you? And I said, listen, they could still get knocked out. She said, but we're 2-1 up. And I looked at the flight, and it had gone from 200 to 380.
Yes.
And I thought, shall I bite it now? Shall I bite it now? But we could still get knocked out, right? Okay. After the game finishes.
Yeah.
And as it finishes, well, just before it finishes. Right, we go 3-1 up. Bang, I book the hotel.
Yeah.
Right? The hotel's jumped from 180 to 280. I thought, I'll have that. Right, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll get that.
Yeah.
Switch over to get the flights. 760.
Do you know what? It's a diabolical. It's
terrible,
a rip-off for them.
Terrible, yeah.
Isn't it a terrible thing?
So 760. So I just thought, no. Shut so we're having a massive row now. Screaming abdabs in our house that my son's going mental. You should have booked it. He's calling me loads of names. I'm a Spurs fan.
Oh, that's a terrible really name bad, to call you, yeah.
And so we're having a big terror. Anyway, I've ended up, I thought, right, I bite the bullet. Went to book them.
Yeah.
And they'd sold out.
Oh, no.
So now I've got nothing, have I, right? Now I'm hunting around. I've ended up, we're flying from Heathrow to Nuremberg.
Yes.
Germany. Right. It's only an hour.
I know we're at Nuremberg.
Hour and a quarter flight.
Yeah.
And then we've got a 4-hour train.
Okay.
Into Prague.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, nice.
Right? Okay. Mm. Window seats.
Yeah, all lovely.
Brilliant. You know.
What, window seats on the plane?
On the plane and the train. Yeah. And the hotel.
Well, it's important that you have a window seat on the train.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be sitting, you know, in the luggage.
No.
So we've got that. Anyway, the only trouble is
I've
got to get back on the Thursday to do this charity do.
Yeah, yeah.
In the city.
Yeah.
And so I've got to get back.
Yeah.
So now we've got to leave at 6:45 on the train.
Yeah.
After a night on the town in Prague.
hang on, but you can't go on a night on the town in Prague.
Why?
Well, because your son's with you.
You talking about?
He can't go out of the town.
He'll be all right. It's only 14. Find his way home.
He can't.
What's the matter with a kid? What was you doing at 14? We'd run the streets.
Do you know what?
14, I didn't come home for 3 weeks.
I look back at 14, my mates were, all our mates were, but we were in a band.
Mm.
We just rehearsed whatever we could. A bit boring, really.
Oh, no, I was roaming the streets.
I was. No. We rehearsed three times
a week. In my road, I was looked upon. By the other families, as they'd be at their window.
Troublemaker.
Well, they'd be at their window, and they'd be looking out, and there'd be me with a runny nose walking around the streets going, all right, coming out. You coming out to play?
I thought you were in a band, though.
I was in a band. That was, I started at 14, but we only had five strings and a guitar.
Oh,
We'd rehearse once every month.
No, we used to rehearse all the time. Any Saturday nights, we'd be rehearsing at either mine or Julian's house, and set it all up. It was great.
No, well, you see, I was out playing football as well.
Yeah, of course you was, yeah.
I was, at the age of 14, I was football mad, mad,
music mad,
completely mad. Right, so
yeah, but nice though, because you're sort of the interest, right?
Oh no, my mum and dad were fantastic, you know. It's just they just didn't know where I was.
No, no, I bet they didn't know.
But no, it is mad how the flights have gone. There's no chance of tickets. People were talking that tickets are changing hands for £3,000.
Yeah, okay? It's incredible.
But this is the thing, John. These fan zones that they set up.
Yeah.
So last year we didn't go to the European final.
No,
we went to another stadium.
Yeah.
And they put on massive screens, and it feels like you're there.
Yeah.
You're in a stadium.
Yeah, of course.
And it was about 15 quid a ticket, right?
Mm.
So I think that's what we're going to do this time. I think all the West End, there's only 5,000 tickets been given.
Have you got a ticket?
You're not listening, are you?
No, I did. I thought when you said there's...
Got tickets to get to Prague, but not tickets to go to the game.
So you'll have to go to the touts.
No, they're £3,000 a ticket.
Ooh, there, Leslie.
You know? What do you mean, Leslie?
That's just, don't know why, but every time someone says, that's about £3,000. Yeah. Ooh, there, Leslie. I don't know where it's from. I think it's from a film. Ooh,
is it Leslie there, Leslie. Was it Leslie Grantham?
No.
Was it when he was got caught on the doing the video? Ooh, Leslie.
Ooh, Leslie.
What are you doing there?
Oh, do you remember that?
Yeah.
That terrible thing. That's one of the funniest pictures I think I've ever seen.
Who was come on down? Leslie?
Leslie Crowther.
Leslie Crowther.
Come on down.
It's a great moment. Remember him? Price is Right.
And what, what I remember before was Cracker Jack.
Oh, good. He did do Cracker Jack.
He did. With Peter Glaze and Don McLean.
Let's play a Sting song. Only because just because I want to.
Yeah.
Cards as a meditation, and those he plays never suspect. He doesn't play for the money he wins. He doesn't play for respect. He deals the cards to find the answer. Sacred geometry of chance, the hidden law of a probable outcome, the numbers lead a dance. I know that the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds money for this art, but that's not the shape of my heart. He may play the jack of diamonds, he may lay the queen of spades, he may conceal a king in his hand while a memory of it fades. That the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds make money for this art, but that's not the shape of my heart. That's not the shape. Faces, remember.
ask her where is one. For those who speak no nothing, and find out to their cost, like those who curse their luck in too many places, for those who fear a loss.
Lovely song. He's done some beautiful songs like that, hasn't he?
We talk. Keep it there, son.
I was.
Oh, was you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'll tell you how to suck eggs.
We haven't got any eggs. He's done eggs. He's done a few songs.
Are you a big egg fan?
Not really.
I like
frying them.
You're not a big egg fan?
He's all right. It's a bit
eggs are my favourite.
A bit overcooked, isn't it? Don't mind them.
Scrambled, fried, or poached?
If it's fried, I'll only dip something in it.
So you don't like the white, do you?
Not really.
Oh, really?
I love it. I'll cut
it
up.
You're a bit of a fuss pot with food.
So are you.
No.
What are you talking about? On the way here.
I like everything.
On the way here, we got a McDonald's. You had the ump about the chips. You said there was
no salt on it. Oh, they did have much salt on it.
Yeah.
Lovely song. That was Sting from his 1991 album.
Cool, you turned it to Dave Lee Travis.
I'm sorry. 1993 album, Ten Summers Tales.
Didn't you?
With that, what? Well, yeah, we are DJing, aren't we?
Yes, mate. Yeah, go on, mate.
No, that's not him. That's Alan Freeman.
Fluff Freeman. He's gone,
all right. Oh, he went years ago.
Yeah.
He went years ago.
Yeah. I liked him on the countdown. And then at two.
It was brilliant. That was they still use. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Up three places.
Yeah, brilliant he was.
Bell and Sperling. With a load of old rubbish.
Who did ours up three? We had Mark Goodyear. He was doing the Top of the Pops on Radio 1.
Listened to Foxy do it.
Foxy did it on Capital.
Yeah.
Capital,
yeah.
As he used to say. Here on Capital.
Bell and Sperling, up three places to seven.
Yeah. Then we went down three places.
Then we went down to 13.
Was it 13?
Then we went to 17. Then 23. And then 36.
Yeah.
6 weeks in the top 40. Not bad, is it?
No, it's not bad.
Let's talk about Phillip Schofield.
Do you know what? You can't.
Was he pushed? Did he resign?
We know he was pushed. But, yeah. Okay, there's a big, big thing about. I mean, Eamon Andrews. Eamon Andrews?
Yeah.
He's been dead.
Eamon Holmes.
Eamon Holmes, who he's really laid into him now.
He has, yeah. And Holly. He's laid into Holly as well.
Yeah, he's laid into Holly. I think.
Do you think that's a bit sour grapes?
Because sour grapes going on.
Boat. Yeah, yeah.
I like Eamon Holmes, though. I think
I do.
He's pretty honest. And I think. And he said that when he was basically sacked, he didn't get one text message from either of them.
Oh, really? Well, they obviously didn't like him. But this is what gets me about Phillip Schofield. Yeah. I have never known as many people behind the scenes to dislike him.
No.
You know, and there's stories coming out. You know, I know Carol Malone, we did This Morning years ago, she was on it.
Yeah, she was on it.
She was quite a regular.
Yeah.
And there's probably a lot of people that were regulars on that show over the years that suddenly get the boot and they don't know why. And then they probably find out it was because Phil spoke to the producers and said, I think
Fern Britton.
Fern was the loveliest person we've ever met on TV.
She was wonderful. And so was, to be honest,
John Leslie.
John Leslie was great. Mm. But Fern was a darling, wasn't she?
But when you get.
She was so lovely.
Something behind the scenes where people, the same people keep going, he's not a particularly nice person.
Oh, yeah.
Off camera.
I personally think that Holly Willoughby has been keeping a little bit of Phil's secrets for too long.
Mm.
She said, I've had enough. She knows what's going
to
come out.
I think there's more to it. I think
what she just said. There's something going to come out because he's got some injunctions against him. So,
right.
With that.
She's sort of keeping her distance.
And I think she's thinking July's coming up. It's going to come out, whatever. I mean, I think it's going to be explosive.
Yeah, you might have a point.
It's going to be explosive. She's trying to distance herself.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, the damage is done. Holly, you
what
knew.
What do you think?
Gordon, no, I'm not going to.
What do you think Gordon the Gopher thinks about this?
I think, personally, that Gordon is, well.
Has he got one of the injunctions against him?
Well, basically, Gordon already knew about Phil because Phil had his hand up him.
He did. I knew that was. I know what? I shouldn't have teed it up. I shouldn't have teed it up.
Let's go out with something very funny.
We don't have to go out yet, but let's just go. Let's have a little bit of Chaz and Dave, yeah?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Let's do our last track. Let's give them something to laugh at.
Okay.
The wonderful Chaz and Dave.
Now here's a little town that I've got for ya, about something that happened to me a couple of months ago. Now let me tell you all about it. Now all I wanna bore ya. Oh, what's it all about? Well, it all started out 'cause I turned on the radio. Well, it's all about a tune that I heard one morning. It was a record some DJ played as I laid in bed. You didn't hear what he said as I lay there yawning. But before too long that catchy little song was going round about my head. And it went die-di, diddly-bum, diddly-bum-a-dino, bye, diddly-am-a-dum-a-diddly-am-a-day, diddly-i-di, diddly-i, dip-a-dum-a-dino, whoop, diddly-am-a-dum-a-diddly-am-a-day, oh, diddly-bum-a-diddly-bum-a-diddly-bum-a-diddly-bum-a-diddly-bum-a-diddly-bum-a-diddly-bum-a-day, dee-dum, diddly-bum, be-dum-be-dino, whoop, diddly-whoop, whoop, diddly-bum-a-day. Well, I jumped out of bed, pulled on my trousers, with the tune on my mind all the time going round my head. Jumped in my car, drove round around the houses, till I found a record shop, so I stopped at the shop, popped up and popped in and said, have you heard this song? I asked a girl behind the counter.
Yeah, I like it. Love a bit of Chaz.
Well, we're going to play the whole, because people will be out there going, oh, how does
it
end?
Have a little bit of end. Let's just have a little bit of Chaz
in the background.
Yeah, love Chaz and Dave. But there again, they were synonymous with the Tottenham songs, and nobody's really said. I mean, we did one for Tottenham years ago, didn't we?
We did one for Tottenham, and I'll tell you what, it was going to be big.
But then
we lost 4-1 to Everton. And
in the cup final.
In the cup. Yeah. Well, the cup semi-final.
Yeah, it was semi-final, yeah.
Went all the way up there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Leeds we went to.
Yeah, Leeds.
That's a horrible, horrible
evil
journey.
Place. Evil.
Well, it's a horrible journey coming back. Yeah. Do you remember?
Do you remember? We came back on a minibus.
1996.
And probably. We had a puncture. We had a puncture and we stopped
yes.
on the M1 and the Tottenham team overtook us in the coach.
That's right. And the thing is about it, our record had been doing all the rounds with
yeah.
Tottenham, because of course...
Called the Tottenham Blitz, wasn't it?
Well, it was called the Tottenham Blitz. Wish we had a copy of it. Well, we actually did. We revisited it for the England Blitz.
We did.
I found the filthy version.
Yeah, we done a blue version, which the England team had. Rio Ferdinand got
That's
a copy
right.
of it
yeah.
and sent it round to everyone. And this is when people had iPods.
Yes, iPods, yeah.
And they were playing it on their iPod.
I mean, it was filth.
But we couldn't.
It was very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, we couldn't release it.
It's
actually the end of the show. I can't believe it's the end of it.
End of the show.
I wanted to play a bit of Gary Barlow thing. Can we play it underneath?
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful show, John. And
it is.
Yeah, I mean, we're rushing straight off here.
Straight to Edinburgh?
No, Peterborough.
Oh, God, I keep saying that. I keep saying that.
We're going to do Nigel Farage Show. You've been listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Good night, God bless.
Ta-ra.
There's something so deadly.